This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, hour number two. This is Lock and Load. I got to go to a breakfast with, I was invited to a breakfast by a guy named Freddie Real. He and a few other people run something called Ammo Land, which is, this could just about be Ammo Land Radio sometimes. And there's a lot of guys that were there that I've used their stuff in the past, but I didn't know how to reach out to them. I'd never met him or anything, and I got to meet quite a few of them. One of the ones that I have used a fair amount of his stuff is joining us tonight. He is an NRA instructor and a constitutional activist. He does or has done, I will find out in just a minute, he does something called the Patriot News Podcast, which is at Blog Talk Radio, living in Northern Virginia with his wife and sons. His name is John Crump. Good evening, sir. We got John?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you now. I got you now.
Okay, yeah.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Good. Very good, sir. Very, very pleasure to have you on. I have read many of your pieces. I've used more than one, and having you on is actually quite the thrill for me to have these writers of your caliber on here. What did you think of SHOT Show?
I really liked it. I saw a lot of deep stuff, a lot of innovative stuff, and there wasn't as many surprises as years past, I feel, but it was pretty good. I like the new IWI shotgun, for example. Met Les Bear, which was a pleasure, and Ethan Becker of K-Mark, you know, he does the Becker Knives, one of my heroes. I got to meet both of them, so I was really pleased with that. And I got to sit down and talk to Tim Kennedy a little bit.
Right.
My interview with Tim Kennedy will be out on Animal Land probably any day now. It was great.
I'm sure that they're still catching up at Animal Land, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, after SHOT Show, it is crazy the amount of articles that come in and all the new stuff. And it's the whole week after SHOT Show is basically answering emails, sending emails. You know how it is, talking to all the like, new people.
Decompressing. Now, that was my first one I've ever been to. They had that spread out over five floors. I didn't go to two of them. I only went through one through three, so I don't even know what was on four and five.
Yeah, I didn't get up there either. I had so many appointments set up that I mostly was on one, two, and three. I wish I would have got up to five. It just wasn't enough time. Basically, every half an hour to an hour, I had a media meeting with another company out there.
Right.
For them to show me what their new stuff is, which I saw a lot of cool stuff.
The problem with the media meetings, though, is that nine times out of ten, they're going to be in another booth, which they go up to 30,000. They start at in the thousands and go up to 30,000. So you may be going to a meeting that you have to be there in 20 minutes. You may have to cover two floors and about three quarters of a mile as the crow flies, and you've got to run through about one person every time you take a step. So it's slow going, and if you need to take a good pair of walking shoes, don't you?
Yeah, you have to take a good pair of walking shoes, and you also have to be like a navigational genius. Got lost so many times, got turned around, because a lot of the things don't make any sense. I lay it out, but I get lost going to the bathroom in my own house, so that's probably not saying too much. But yeah, it was fun. you really, really have to take a good pair of walking shoes. Unfortunately, on the first day, I twisted my ankle. So I was walking around with a swollen ankle trying to make it everywhere at times.
That's horrible. Knowing what I know now, that sounds horrible. That just sounds absolutely horrific. How many, do you ever do any collaborations with your fellow riders at Amaland?
I really haven't. I want to do a collaboration. I'm actually talking to another rider right now. He used to be a colonel in the Air Force. He wrote one of the enhanced interrogation manuals, and he wants to do something with me. So I think I'm going to do that. There's also a couple other people out there, not at Amaland, that I want to work with that I've been dealing with for a while on different projects, whether it's a YouTube project or it's a Patriot News podcast or something like that. I did do a little bit with a guy named Mike Cummings, who writes for Amaland. He's freelance, but he has done stuff from Amaland, and I did some stuff with him on the Ritter and Stark rifle. I actually took him with me to shoot, and I took a guy named Roger Frame, who works for Spotter Up, out to shoot the Ritter and Stark rifle with me just to get their opinions on it. So I don't necessarily do collaborations. I'm open to it. I just haven't had the opportunity to, but I have worked with other riders and took them out shooting with me when I needed to review something just to get a fresh pair of eyes. Because if I see something, I see something, but sometimes you miss something. So by having another pair of eyes, especially if they write and they know what to look for, it's very, very helpful. And I've helped them out that way too.
I can see that. Now, the one thing that I did not go and look at the Franklin Armory non-rifle SBR rifle thing. Did you?
I did not have a chance to look at that. That was one of the things I really, really wanted to look at. But with my ankle all being messed up, I had to basically hobble around. So all the free time I planned to have was basically extra time it took me to get from booth to booth.
It could not have helped with your ankle, the soft carpet and the carpet pads that they had and everything.
Yeah, it was like walking over two different areas. You know, it went from a soft area to a hard area to a soft area to a hard area. It was kind of crazy. It was a learning experience. It definitely was, of how to not mess up your ankle and on the first day of shot.
Right. It was like going.
The breakfast that we met at, that's where I messed it up at, going to that breakfast.
Wow. That
was very fortunate.
I can imagine. Anyway, we're coming up on, we got about a minute and a half. Real quick, tell us about Patriot News on Blog Talk Radio.
Patriot News is just a little project that we have with me and a couple of my friends. And basically what it is we just talk about constitutional issues, not necessarily First Amendment, I mean, Second Amendment issues. It could be First Amendment issues. It could be Fifth, Fourth Amendment issues. I mean, we get really deep into the woods sometimes. Just current events and how it affects the community of constitutionalists out there.
How often do you record that or broadcast that?
We broadcast live every Thursday night at 9 p.m. At Blog Talk Radio / Patriot News. Like I said, it's just a fun thing. We don't really do it to make money or anything like that. It's just, you know, we have fun talking, and we decided just to do a podcast. My friend Ray decided to do a podcast, so he dragged me into it. Just like I have a website, a YouTube page, Black Swan Tactical, Black Swan Tactical Prep. And
right.
That was one of my friend Roger, and he talked me into doing that. So I get talked into a lot of projects.
I will have the links for Mr. Crump's show in the show notes on the podcast side of it. We'll mention it again later on in the show. Coming up on the first break, when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that John has put out there, because John writes some really good stuff. This is right up there with anybody that does it on any high level. That, when we get back, my guest is John Crump. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this evening, he's a writer at Ammo Land. He does a lot of stuff, but today the thing that attracted me to him that I wanted to have him on the show for, which that's been a while coming too, John. I've tried to reach Freddie before and get your number, and he doesn't answer on those days. So, is John Crump. Yeah. And first of all, let's go look at some of your stuff in the archives. simply because you wrote a lot of stuff that is happening near me. For example, in Columbia, South Carolina, which I live in Greenville, South Carolina, just up the street, they are letting emotion rule their day, aren't they, as far as it comes with the bump stocks, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And honestly, if you look at the South Carolina law, what they're trying to do is they're trying to outlaw bump stocks in Columbia, South Carolina. But if you look at the South Carolina law, they can't do that. It's against the actual South Carolina law for them to pass a gun regulation. So what they're doing is they're trying to say, well, we're not regulating gun parts or guns because that would be against South Carolina law. They're saying we are regulating gun accessories, like it's a flashlight or something.
Which is a very Nobel approach, isn't it? I mean, I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, let's just change what it is, and then we can ban it. It's just crazy.
Now, the talk around here is a lot of people are asking, okay, by what authority do they have to, because we've heard this thing about the gun accessory thing. Columbia, South Carolina is the home of FN. Here in the United States, it is the home of Palmetto State Armory. A lot of gun things happening in Columbia, South Carolina, and they're out here. They've just decided, and it's the mayor. The mayor will get out there, and he'll declare just a couple of blocks here and there a gun-free zone just because he can, and he gets him a little thing. But, I mean, this is more of the mayor's stuff happening. What is the blowback on that he's getting right now?
Blowback, the gun community is really upset about that. And it's getting blowback from a lot of local gun places like Palmetto State and stuff like that. The liberals are jumping on his bandwagon, and I think that's the whole purpose of him doing it. I think it's more of him trying to say, hey, look, I'm being strong on guns, blah, blah, blah. When he knows that if it's challenged in court, it won't hold up. I actually spoke to a lawyer about it, and he's like, there's no way this is going to hold up in court if this ever gets to court if they pass this ban. And I agree with him. A lot of scholars that I talked to a couple of law professors and a couple of other attorneys as well, and they all basically had the same take on it, is that what he's doing by just changing a definition, it's not going to work, because if anybody looks at a bump stock, they're going to be like, yeah, that's a gun part. That's not an accessory. Because you have to like look at the definition of accessory and gun parts. It gets really, really tedious legally. But, yeah, he knows it's never going to stand. And the people on the council know it's never going to stand. But they want to pit on this act. Well, you see a lot around the country with people doing that, is pitting on an act. Like bump stocks, how many times have they been used in a crime? Once.
Yes. Well, I mean, in your neck of the woods, didn't a bump stock ban just get shot down with your new governor? You live in Virginia, I take it?
Yeah, I live in Virginia. The legislature is controlled by Republicans by one person, and that got shot down. Basically, it was like a party line vote. So, yeah, so the new governor is all for it. And Tim Kaine is all for it. All these, you know, McAuliffe and all them, they're all for it. Like, all of, like, the Virginia liberal politics are for it. And that's because a lot of them take a lot of money from Bloomberg. If you look at the Virginia elections, the amount of outside money that comes from New York in that area is amazing. It's amazing. It's like one of the highest outside money states in the country.
Well, when McAuliffe was governor, Bloomberg started pouring money into it. I remember he was trying to switch recently. I don't know. It's been within the last couple of years. There was two Senate seats that he was trying to flip. And even though he spent $2 million on those Senate seats, he wasn't able to do that then. So he spends a lot of money, and he doesn't get very much for it anyway.
Yeah. Well, he came close this time. An interesting thing, one of the politics that he poured a lot of money into,
right?
The election ended up in a tie for one of the other districts in Virginia. And they did a recount and they did a recount. And it kept on coming back. A tie, which is amazing. So that shows your vote really does matter.
Yes.
So what they ended up doing is they ended up flipping a coin because that's the law. You know,
yeah.
There's a tie and a coin flip. And luckily for us, the Republican won. And that's the only reason why the Trump back ban didn't get passed. Because that one
coin. Or the coin toss.
Like, yeah, it's a coin. It's literally a coin toss. So I am working with a group. We haven't got a name or anything yet, but I've been meeting with them. And we're going to try to start something in the state of Virginia to try to take back Virginia. Because Virginia is going liberal, especially where I live at in Northern Virginia. It is going crazy liberal. So, yeah, we got a lot of Yankees moving into our area, I guess you could say.
Well, I mean, you've got what? You've got Halifax, you've got Alexandria, or is Halifax a county?
You mean Fairfax.
Fairfax, excuse me. You've got these counties that have a whole lot of politicians from D.C. that live in them. That cross the border to go into D.C. So, yeah, they're beginning to – it's purple without a doubt.
Yeah, it is definitely purple. In fact, I got some senators and some congressmen who live in my neighborhood. The reason why we know which houses they live in is because they're the ones who give up the full-size candy bars on Halloween to my kids.
Now, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk to you about the – 7 lies told during the 2017 concealed carry reciprocity debate, which is that's one of the hills that they seem willing to die on. D.C. did not challenge their little thing that they had come up, so now they're a shall issue area, but they did not challenge that because they were afraid all of these other gun free zones would get challenged as well. So this is where they're going to make their stand. And I want to talk to you about what you found with that one when we get back. John Crump, he is a featured writer at Ammo Land. He is also, well, let me tell you what he is. I got to read that bio. He has written extensively on the Patriot Movement, including the 3%ers, the Oath Keepers, and militias.
Yeah,
and he has written about firearms and interviewed people of all walks of life and on the Constitution. You can find him at Ammo Land Shooting Sports News or AmmoLand.com for short. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Ameland and so many other things is John Crump, and we're going to look at one of his articles that he's written, which is called The 7 Lies Told About National Concealed Carry Reciprocity. And let's go through those, and you tell me what you found out about this one. Lie number one is because of this bill, criminals will be able to bring guns into states without reciprocity.
Yeah, this is one of the most ridiculous things. I watched the whole debate on C-SPAN. Almost poked my eye out and screamed at the TV a few times to some of the lies. But it seemed like they all had talking points. And the talking points were all lies. For this one, for example, this one. I can't remember. One of the Democrats stood up and literally said that this bill will allow criminals to carry guns into states without reciprocity, which is crazy because you know as well as I do, in order to get a concealed carry permit, you have to go through a background check and do all this other stuff. And concealed carriers aren't criminals. In fact, it's less likely that criminals will act in a state with concealed carry permit people because they're worried about getting shot. Criminals don't obey the law, and criminals are not going to go out and apply for a concealed carry permit. So, I mean, it was like one of the most ridiculous lies I've ever heard because it makes no sense.
It's almost like national reciprocity would pardon them.
Yeah, it's like, okay, with the national reciprocity, now criminals can carry guns. It's just totally false.
Very stupid. Lie number two, women will be less safe because of this bill.
Yeah, this is one of the other things that they were talking about. Like ex-husbands will be able to get guns in to concealed carry across state lines to take revenge on their ex-wives or whatnot. I have a personal story about this one. when I was a little baby, we lived in Fairfax, Virginia. My dad was not around, so my mom was home. I had four older sisters, and I was 1 year old at the time, and they were, you know, all little kids. And we had a home invader. And because my mom had a gun and was able to shoot the home invader, you know, I'm still here. Who knows what would have happened if she didn't have that gun? Because the guy was looking around, and we know that he knew that she was there because they were having issues with a peeping Tom, and it turned out that was the guy, and he was just stalking the place. So that one is very, very personal for me because if women didn't have the ability to have firearms, I don't know what would have happened that night.
Line number three, domestic abusers will be able to get a concealed carry permit from another state to be able to conceal carry a handgun. Let me ask you a question. Would that mean that the NICS system is a failure if that actually worked that way?
Well, I agree that the NICS system is a failure. But, yeah, there's already something on the bill for the domestic violence offenders gun ban, which means if you are convicted of domestic violence, you cannot own a firearm. And that's a federal law. That's not a state law. So that's across all states. So if a domestic abuser cannot get a firearm in Michigan, he's not going to be able to get a firearm in Montana. So that's another one of those lies that they tell, and it's basically just to try to steer people.
But, I mean, isn't whenever I hear one of these things, I just think, what is that admitting? So that admits that they either are saying that we have no confidence in the NICS system to catch these people, or they are completely, they're contradicting themselves because they can't keep up with all the lies they're telling.
Well, I think it's more is they don't understand the laws on the books, and they don't really research the laws. I think it's more of like the Bloomberg-type groups giving them talking points,
right,
and they just repeat them without actually looking into them themselves.
Sort of like minor birds.
Yeah. if you look through the whole entire debate they had, the same lies kept on coming up over and over and over again, and they're just misconceptions or straight-out lies.
Yeah.
But either way, they're not true.
Line number four, the gun crime rates will go up.
That is totally, totally false. Concealed carry holders are the most law-abiding citizens in the country. In fact, if you look at, there's a graph from the Texas Department of Public Safety, I believe it is, that tracked crime rates of concealed carry holders versus non-concealed carry holders or the general public. And concealed carry holders were far, far less likely. I mean, like, 90% less likely to commit a violent crime and about 20% less likely to commit a nonviolent crime, which is crazy. So the people who carry firearms have a concealed carry permit. They go through a background check. They have training. They have all this stuff. So those aren't the people that you have to be afraid of. The people you have to be afraid of are the people that are causing the concealed carry holders to carry their weapons, the criminals.
Yeah, that one always gets all of the things they talk about is an interesting admission. Line number five, the bill will allow stalkers to carry guns.
Okay, this is another lie, which blows my mind because you can refer back to the domestic abuse one. Also, if you have a restraining order against you, you can't carry a firearm. You're not legally allowed to have a firearm. And if you're willing to violate that law to stalk someone and shoot them, you're not going to, you know, go out and apply for a concealed carry permit to get one. And plus, you're already banned from having a concealed carry permit. I don't know where they're getting the concealed carry permits from, but it's not from any legal source.
Well, of course not. Line number six, even if a person is prohibited from having a gun, this bill will give them the right to carry a gun, which is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that one actually said, I can't remember what her name is. She was, you know that lady that wears the cowboy hat all the time?
Yeah, I do. She's one of those lesser. She's a Sheila Jackson Lee wannabe. I don't remember her name. Her last name is Wilson, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Frederica Wilson.
That's yeah.
She actually said that.
Yeah.
She didn't really explain how that works, because the bill does not overturn any law on prohibited people. So if you were prohibited the day before national reciprocity, you're still prohibited the day after national reciprocity. I actually looked into this. And I did find every town for gun safety. I'm pretty sure that's where it came from, because they were the first group that put that out there.
Right.
I did like a Google search and like did by dates and everything else and phrases. And the funny thing is, I Googled the exact phrase that she said, and it came from there. It was like word for word.
Let me get you to hold right there. We'll get to line number seven when we get back, and then we'll finish up.
Okay.
You can find Mr. Crump's stuff at Ammoland.com. Go down to Contributors, and he will be there. John Crump, C-R-U-M-P. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to, and have been talking to, John Crump. He's a featured writer at Ammoland. Now, the last thing of those lies, by the way, was the money goes to the NRA, which is always that's like whenever you're losing the argument, we get called racist or something. So that's always the standby. So that one. Doesn't, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't really hold water. There's two things I want to talk to you about, John. We have 8 minutes to talk about it in. So one of these things is this control eyewear, the transition eyewear that you reviewed.
They're really cool.
Tell me about that stuff, because you got to try it. I mean, I read your report. This is tinted sunglasses or protective eyewear, iPro. That goes from clear to tinted with the push of a button. Tell us about this stuff. What did you find out about it?
Yeah, it's a really cool technology. They've been working on it a lot. It comes from like the DARPA type sphere. Control Eyewear, the company that developed eTint is one who created Control Eyewear, which was mostly made for the military. So operators, if they are going on a mission and they go in from like a light room to a dark room, they don't have to wait. And it's not like transitions where it darkens and lightens over time. It's like 1/10 of a second. It's off and on. They are really cool. The way they do it is they have two polycarbonate lenses, and in between there, they sandwich in a liquid crystal, screen, kind of like a LCD TV, but a little bit different. And when they get hit by like a little shock of electricity, when you hit the little button, it flips them. They say that the battery lasts about 30 days, and I've been using them for about 2 months now.
Right.
The battery's still not dead, and I've never charged them from when I got out of the box, so they're pretty cool. The only drawback I was driving on a road with trees on both sides, and you could put them into automatic mode or you could put them into manual mode. And I had them in automatic mode, and going from the shade to the sun to the shade, it was causing them to like strobe. And that might be bad if you have epilepsy or something. Try to turn them off. But other than that, they're great. The only drawback is like the price. They start out like $300 and go to like $500. So that is the drawback. But the amount of technology that's in these glasses are amazing, and they're ballistic glasses, so they can be used for iPro. Like I said, they were designed for military, and now they're going out into the gun world and also like the cycling world. But I love them. They're comfortable. I've dropped them a few times. I have kids, so of course I dropped them. No scratching or anything. They were pretty cool.
Now, yeah, can they make them in prescription lenses? Because I'm getting to the point where I may need to go that route one day.
Yeah, they do actually offer them in prescriptions. They're a little bit more. Not sure exactly how much more. But yeah, if you send over your prescription, they can make them in the prescription, because the two lenses, the two polycarbonate lenses, are just regular lenses. What makes them tint is the little liquid crystal that screens in the middle.
Right. Now, this is just too tasty to miss in the remaining time. The head of the Baltimore Gun Trace Task Force, he got caught with his, you know, he was racketeering. Tell us about that particular individual, if you would.
Yeah, I know more now than I did at the time I wrote the article. One of the officers in the department who had inside information reached out to me. That is a really, really interesting thing. If you ever watch The Wire, like The Wire in real life, they were shaking down drug dealers. For example, they pulled over one guy who they knew had a bunch of cash in his house. They held him there, took the keys to his house, and took the $30,000. The amount of money that these guys took is amazing. It was like eight or nine of them. And they took, it's not exactly how much, not sure how much they took, but it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars. They do know they took and resold $200,000 worth of cocaine and marijuana, because they actually worked with other dealers to do that. It's crazy. They had a whole racket going on. He was a very, very dirty cop, and there's a witness that was shot and killed who most, I'm not saying he was murdered, but it basically looks like it. So it's getting really, really interesting. I think it's like 9 to 11 officers right now are charged, and there might be more.
Now, is this similar to the gun confiscation squads of California? Is that what this is in Baltimore?
No. What they are doing is they are looking for, like, stolen firearms and stuff like that. So they're not exactly, like, gun confiscation, because they're only going after, like, stolen firearms.
Right.
And they find out who has the firearms. They trace the stolen firearms to where they were, to the person that was stealing them and stuff like that. So it's called the Gun Trace Task Force, and it sounds like it's a, you know, like an anti-gun thing, but it's really not. I talked to an officer who was a member of the Gun Trace Task Force, and he explained it to me as he's a gun guy. In fact, he read my article. That's how I found him. I verified who he was, and I was like, you do have the inside information. But yeah, he explained to me that they weren't going after legally owned firearms. They were tracing stolen firearms through, like, the black market and backroom sales of stolen firearms and stuff like that. But they're gone now. The whole group got shut down because there's so many of them on the take, and there were only a few honest officers in this task force. The majority of the officers were in on it.
Does the department still exist and it's just not manned, or have they done away with the whole concept?
They got rid of the whole entire concept because of this.
Which is a black eye for the gun grabbers. Having those squads is fun for them, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they envision anyway. It's, and in a place like that where they will do it, that always, I'm sure that always makes them happy. Although that is actually a pretty isolated sort of a unit to have in a police department, isn't it? It's not very widespread nationwide.
No, it was like one of the first and one of the last now, I guess. I don't think anybody
the latest one it. Shut down and one of the first, right? Okay.
Yeah, they had so much autonomy that they could get away with stuff like that without anyone seeing them, and it was because there was like no oversight above them.
Right.
They reported directly to the mayor, which didn't really care what was going on. So,
is the man still employed? Does he still have a job?
My source?
Whoever was in charge of that particular unit.
Oh, no, he's going to jail for a minimum of 30 years. The interesting thing is, his lawyer asked for leniency because he had a son that died.
Right.
And he was in the military. His lawyer said, who knows what the military could have put him through that made him do this. Which is, like, ridiculous. It's like, okay, yeah. So you're trying to use your dead son in the military to get off with a lesser time period. But 30 years, you know, he's probably looking most likely at, like, 60 to 70 years, but 30 years would be the minimum, which I don't see him getting the minimum because the crimes and the and the gall and the, uncaring, it was The Wire. What's up in real life?
Yep.
Which is funny because The Wire said in Baltimore.
Yep. I did consider that too. John Crump, you can find his stuff at ammoland.com. He's a featured writer there. Hopefully I can talk him into coming back here another time. And
anytime.
Very good. I appreciate it. We just met just a few days ago, and he contacted me today, and thank you for responding as quick as you did, and we'll do this again.
No problem. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.